Hello everyone, and welcome to this Folsom 2021 Open Office UNO Programming with Groovy Talk. I'm Carl Markham. A little bit about me. I started off my career as a manufacturing engineer and machine designer. I started programming work by creating automation for 2D and 3D CAD applications. I currently work in engineering IT at Emerson Electric, doing automation work, and I also do freelance development as Code Builders LLC, mostly e-commerce applications, web apps using Grails, and I do open office automation. I've been an open office committer since the project was in incubation at Apache, and I'm a member of the project management committee. So the agenda for today, I'm going to do a high level overview of UNO programming, talk about the UNO libraries, a little bit about Apache Groovy and some advantages it provides. I'm going to go through an example of a single file client Groovy script that connects to and automates OpenOffice. Some of the OpenOffice Groovy projects that I've created, like the Groovy UNO extension, which is a project that extends the Java UNO APIs with convenience methods to make the programming less verbose. Some command line project templates for creating client applications and OpenOffice extensions, and an example project of that. And the Groovy scripting extension that adds Groovy as a macro language to OpenOffice using the OpenOffice scripting framework. So what is OpenOffice? For those that don't know, OpenOffice is a fully functional office productivity suite that runs on all the major computer platforms in over 40 languages. So why would you want to use OpenOffice? So whether you're a government, a corporation, or a freelance developer, OpenOffice is attractive for many reasons. It's Apache 2 license, which is a very permissive open source license. Because it's open source, you can install it as many times as you like. It has a well-documented